you're still here. That's not nothing. This is where the hard work is. Let's talk. The week was bad. I'm not arguing with the week, but I need you to answer something. Not the committee opinion. Not the version where the evidence is presented in the most sympathetic possible order. Actually, honestly, your honest version. Is this rest? Or is this just not doing the thing anymore? Because here's what happened. The first bad week, real. The pass was the right call, compassionate even. And the next week was also hard, different hard, still qualifying. And then the thing with work, and then the other thing, and school holidays. And the recovery week, which yes, fine, that counts. And then Willow found something in the garden. The less said, the better. 6 weeks. And the thing is still there, quietly, asking nothing dramatic of you. Just whenever you're ready. Here's what the bad week story needs you to never look at too directly. There is no good week. Not the version you're waiting for, clean and unencumbered with the hours available and the energy cooperating and nothing competing for the same space. That week exists on Sunday night. It does not survive contact with Monday. So if you're waiting for it, you're waiting forever. Which is, depending on how you look at it, a very organized way of never doing the thing. The question isn't whether the week is hard. The question is whether the version of the thing you wrote down in January fits the life you are actually living right now. Because if it doesn't, that's not a you problem. That's a scope problem. A smaller version that can be kept is worth more than the right version that keeps getting postponed. What version fits? Not the dream version. The real one.